The views expressed on community issues and missions are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of the board or the staff of Cumberland Valley Christian Radio.
Welcome to Community Issues and Missions. Cumberland Valley Christian Radio is proud to provide a servant's heart time where we recognize local people who are addressing issues that impact our central Pennsylvania community. People tackle the problems and do their best to take corrective actions to make our lives better.
Living in today's society can be tough. And let's face it, living as a Christian can sometimes be even tougher. Daily temptations are endless. And as we strive in our relationship with God, some of us are held back or kept in bondage because of all the baggage and suffering we are struggling with. And we all struggle. No one is immune. So let me ask you, are you or someone you know struggling with a bad relationship, codependency, divorce, overeating, anxiety, fear, an addiction of any kind? And what about physical or emotional abuse? Well, keep listening, because I have a guest with me today who's going to tell us about getting on the right path to recovery using a Bible-based program. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Community Issues and Missions. I'm your host, Kelly Grant, and today my guest is Russ Higginbotham of Celebrate Recovery, a Bible-based program for, as Russ states, hurts, hang-ups, and habits. Welcome, Russ.
Thank you for having me, Kelly.
Hurts, hang-ups, and habits. That's quite a description of your program, Russ. Tell me more about this.
Well, when you talk about recovery, a lot of people think you're just talking about alcohol and drug addiction. In Celebrate Recovery, we take into account all what we call hurts, hang-ups, and habits. A lot of people struggle with things like overeating, codependency, bad relationships, divorce. There's just so many things that people struggle with that other programs don't take into account. But under Celebrate Recovery, we take into any account people that are grieving, that just can't seem to get over the grief they're suffering. Celebrate Recovery can help those too. And we're just grateful that we can be a part of this program where we can help just about anybody with the problems they have, because we use Bible-based program to do that.
I love that this is a Bible-based program. That's excellent. Russ, how did Celebrate Recovery get its start?
Let me give you just a little history of Celebrate Recovery. Maybe that'll help.
Okay.
Celebrate Recovery was started back in 1991 by a man called John Baker. He attended Rick Warren's church in Lake Forest, California. Rick Warren is known probably most of all for his book, Purpose Driven Life.
Mm-hmm.
But John Baker was a man that was struggling with alcohol, and he went to AA meetings, and there he couldn't share Christ the way he wanted to share Christ.
Oh.
He'd go to his small group meetings at church, and there he just couldn't communicate the way he felt, and he felt the people didn't understand what he was going through as an alcoholic. So he put a program on paper called Celebrate Recovery. Rick Warren read the program and said, "John, this is a great program. Do it." So in 1991, the program was started. And today, we just got new statistics on the program. There's been over 4.5 million people go through this program.
Wow.
They are 35,000 churches that are using this program.
Excellent.
This program is used in prisons. It's a state-appointed program in states like California and New Mexico. Rescue missions, and just this program is just worldwide, and it's doing so much good. And that's the reason I feel, when you talk about hurts, hang-ups, and habits, and, you know, does it work? Well, 4.5 million people seem to think it did work for them. So I think it could work with anybody with any type of problem that they might have.
Wow, certainly sounds like it.
Hurts, hang-ups, and habits. If you have one, you know what it is. And, you know, sometimes we try to help people with not even knowing what their problem is. At Celebrate Recovery, you get to share with others while they're sharing with you, and they're going through basically the same thing you are. Maybe not exactly the same problem, but they're going through problems, and through sharing with others, you're able to find your healing, and you're also able to help those that are hurting too.
Now, I know you said Bible-based program. Is this program affiliated with any particular denomination?
It's a non-denominational program.
That's great. Now, Russ, what type of program is Celebrate Recovery?
Okay, first of all, it's a 12-step program. We call it a 12-step program, which the 12 steps are the steps that AA and other organizations uses.
Oh, okay.
Only difference we have is we put scripture with the steps, and we also identify the higher power as Jesus Christ.
Ah.
Now, it's 12 steps with 8 principles. The 8 principles are taken from the sermon that Jesus preached on the mount called the Beatitudes.
Mm-hmm.
So the 8 principles come from the Sermon on the Mount, and the 12 steps comes from AA. Of course, their scripture is added with those also.
Okay, Russ, here's a 2-part question for you. How many times do you meet? And then describe a typical meeting for me. What can someone expect if they decide to attend?
We meet once a week on Thursday night. The meeting starts at 7 o'clock. We have what we call a large group meeting where there's worship, songs. One meeting will read the 12 steps. One meeting will read the 8 principles. Every meeting, we say the Serenity Prayer. Everyone prays the Serenity Prayer together.
Oh, nice.
After about an hour of worship and large group meeting, we go to what is called small group meetings. For the small group meetings, men and women are separated. A lot of people say, well, why can't, you know, just everyone meet together? But it's been proven over the years that women relate with women better than men as far as problems go, and men relate with men. So that's been the success of the program. That's one of the biggest successes we have, was when the men meet with men and women meet with women.
Well, that definitely makes sense. Russ, let me ask you this. When can someone join the program, and how long do they join for? Is it a month, 3 months, a year?
Okay, we meet on Thursday nights at Newville Assembly of God for our program. There's no registration. There's no fee, of course.
Good.
Anyone could come at any time. And the way the program works, if you're not there for the first meeting, for the first lesson, it don't matter. What we do is we have the lesson is taught 1 week, and then for the second week, we have what is called testimonies. And in the testimonies, we have people that have been through the program come in and share with those that are in the program there their life, what they went through, their struggles, and how Celebrate Recovery has helped them.
Do you have to share at the program? I mean, what if you're on the fearful side or introverted side?
In this program, no one forces you to do anything. If you come and not want to share, that is fine. As a matter of fact, I just talked with a lady not long ago that came for 4 weeks before she ever said anything.
Oh.
She just sat there and absorbed what the other ladies were saying and what they were going through. And after she was comfortable, she started sharing her own hurts. And so when someone comes, no, you don't have to sing if you don't want to at the large group. You don't have to share in a small group sharing if you don't want to. It's for you, and you do what you're comfortable with. No one is going to ask you to do anything.
How long does someone need to attend Celebrate Recovery before they start to feel some sort of healing taking place?
The curriculum for the program goes for a year, but just like different people have different hurts.
Mm-hmm.
Like some people can come in and maybe through a month, maybe, I'm just using that, maybe for a month, they feel so much better because they've got to unload their grief or unload their hurt or their hang up or their habit. And you know, they feel great. But I know one guy that's been in Celebrate Recovery. He attends every Celebrate Recovery meeting. He's done that for 5 years.
Really?
Because he's so afraid if he gets away from Celebrate Recovery, he'll relapse back into his mm-hmm. old life. So, you know, it's kind of up to the person. If Celebrate Recovery can help you in 1 month's time, that's great. If you can go through the program for a year, and then we have another program after someone attends for the year, we have what we call a STEP program, which is the next step up. And people can go through that program and become leaders in Celebrate Recovery. This is one of the statistics that really amazed me when I got into Celebrate Recovery. 70% of the people that go through the Celebrate Recovery program, 50% of them go right back into the program as leaders.
Oh.
The other 20 or 25% that go through the program get into ministry in their local church. So the people that go through this program not only have been helped, but they go out and help others also, especially when they go right back into the program as leaders.
That's wonderful. Russ, what type of training do the leaders of Celebrate Recovery have? Are the groups run by psychologists, psychiatrists, ministers?
Okay, I'm what is called a minister leader.
Okay.
We have leaders that go in, when we go to small groups, we have ladies that lead the ladies' small group. We have men that lead the men's small group. But as far as trained psychiatrists or any kind of schooling or college or anything, we have none. All we are is people that have been hurting, mm-hmm. and we hope, we're not perfect. Nobody's perfect, mm-hmm. but God has helped us, and our focus is, or our prayer is, that we can help someone else that's going through the program. So as far as having trained counselors or doctors, we're not that. We're not. We're just fellow travelers. We've been on this road. We've went through the training. We've done our homework, and our prayer is that we can help others with their hurts, hang-ups, and habits.
Well, I'm sure there's no better leader than someone who's been there, done that, and can certainly empathize with the people that are attending your program. What are some of the more common issues that you are seeing in your program?
Probably the most common issue that we're facing in our program is relationships. Divorce, the way things are today, there's a lot of children and parent bad relationships, you know. And I would say here might be a good time to say it is, just because you're not going through something, you know, you might be on the wrong end of a bad relationship. You might not be doing anything to cause the problems in your relationship, but that don't mean you don't need recovery.
Okay.
Some people that, you know, are going through this program are people that are dealing with a certain problem in their home, a bad relationship, a divorce. I heard a testimony not long ago where a wife said she joined Celebrate Recovery to make her marriage better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, she attended for a few months, and when her husband saw the change that was taking place in her life, she asked him, would he care to join the program? Well, he joined the program. After about a year of both of them attending, their marriage is doing great, and it's just done wonderful things for them. So the program's for, you know, for family members that are going through things, you know, and it can help anyone.
So not just necessarily a man and woman relationship, like a marriage, but you also help father son or mother daughter or sibling relationships as well?
Most certainly. It's just a program that, you know, once a person enters into the program, sees what goes on. Now, I'm one that believes that everyone needs recovery.
Oh, sure.
None of us are perfect.
No.
So when someone enters into this program, and I'll just tell you what the first lesson is on. The first lesson is on denial. There's so many people mm-hmm. today that are living in denial. So many people today that are wearing a mask and don't want people to know their real self.
Mm-hmm.
But once a person is willing to admit who they are, take off the mask, and get out of that denial, we call it stepping out of denial into the grace of God. Once a person is able to do that, it's not going to only help them, but it's going to help family members. It's going to help workplace, you know, buddies, and it's going to help everyone around them.
Wow, that's tremendous. Absolutely tremendous. How many groups of Celebrate Recovery are there in Central Pennsylvania?
Oh, I was hoping you would ask that. During our training, we visited other Celebrate Recovery groups. I want to put in a plug here for two of the groups because they really helped us, and they opened a door where I can call them with any question or any time I need help or anything. You know, they said just to call. In Carlisle, the E-Free Church, mm-hmm. Joel Leary is the minister leader there. Their meetings are on Tuesday night. Our meetings will be on Thursday night. So I would encourage anyone that thinks that they might need a little bit of help, that thinks they might need a whole lot of help. Ray Rotler, he is the ministry leader at Five Forks Church of the Brethren. Now, that's down next to Waynesboro. So he came to our church and, you know, spoke to our leaders, and then we visited his church. Down in that area, there's like four or five churches in that area right there that have Celebrate Recovery, and some of them are on different nights. So yeah, it's a worldwide program. It's here in the United States, here in Carlisle. It's just everywhere. But the program is basically the same. Once more, it's non-denominational. Don't have to be a Christian. Matter of fact, we encourage non-Christians to come to this program because the world we live in today, everybody needs help.
Well, Russ, we are almost out of time. I can't believe it. It went by so fast. Before we go, could you please provide contact information for anyone who is interested in learning more about Celebrate Recovery?
Okay. First of all, Celebrate Recovery, if you just want to get on your computer, type in celebraterecovery.com. It'll bring up anything and everything you want to know about Celebrate Recovery. All the locations, there's a place there where the locations are. Now, ours won't be there because we've not been in it long enough. They
okay. They
make sure you're going to be faithful to it before they...
Sure.
You can just go on to Celebrate Recovery, and they have a place there where you can find the locations. We're at Newville Assembly of God on Oak Flat Road, right outside of Newville. We'll be there every Thursday night. My phone number, if you'd like to give me a call, 717-218-8059.
And that's celebraterecovery.com, correct?
Celebraterecovery.com. You can't go wrong.
Well, Russ, it sounds like Celebrate Recovery is going to be a wonderful resource to our community. It's definitely going to provide some much-needed help for anyone suffering from pain or, as you state, any hurts, hang-ups, or habits. And I love the fact that this is a Bible-based program. That's excellent. So thank you so much for coming in and being my guest today.
Thank you for letting me share about Celebrate Recovery.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to this edition of Community Issues and Missions. For WPFG, I'm Kelly Grant. Have a blessed day, everyone.
Well, we thank you for listening today. Please pray for these people as they address the issues and mission efforts for all of us. We'll talk to you again next week.